This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called Strategies for Stressful Times. In these lessons, Rick shares biblical wisdom for navigating difficult and stressful times so that you can experience God's peace and thrive in any situation. But before we get started, we want to let you know that very generous friends of the ministry are offering a $100,000 matching grant. That means every dollar you give right now to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000, making your gift go twice as far. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Keep Your Tank Filled Instead of Running on Empty.
Now, we come now to the third step. First, get fed up with how I've been feeling. And then second, come to Jesus because he's going to give me rest for my soul. Now, here's the third step. Big one, three words. Give up control. Give up control. You see, the real reason for overload in your life is because we try to control things too much. We try to control things too much. We don't even realize how much we try to control things too much. But we act subconsciously as if it all depends on me. I have to hold everything together. I got to make it all happen. Now listen, I love you guys. Now, I just want to tell you that the greater you need to control things, the more overloaded and stressed you're going to be in life. You got to learn to give up control. The greater your need for control, the more overloaded, the more empty, the more stressed, the more depressed you're going to be in life. Jesus' third solution to running on empty is this. The next part of that verse. Take my yoke upon you. That's the third step. Get fed up, come to Jesus, give up control. Now, obviously, this needs to be explained. What's he talking about here? Take my yoke. Well, he's not talking about an egg yolk. Okay, not that kind of yellow egg yolk. He's talking about the wooden frame that you put over two animals, farm animals, so that they work together. And when you take two cattle and they're going to pull a wagon together, you put a yoke over both of them, and then they pull it together. You say, wait a minute. That doesn't sound very relaxing. Take my yoke. That sounds like more like a burden. I'm already carrying too much of a burden. Why in the world would I want to take Jesus' yoke on me? Because you don't understand the purpose of a yoke. The purpose of a yoke is to lighten the load, not to make a heavier load. The purpose of a yoke is so that you share the load you're carrying. You're already carrying the load. Jesus says, yoke up with me and I'll help you carry it. See, when two animals team up together, it makes the load lighter, not harder. Now, Jesus is God. He's not carrying any load. He has no load because he's God. He's not carrying anything. And he goes on to explain that in the next verse, verse 30. Look at that verse. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm not going to dump more on you when you're tired, when you're worried, when you're empty, when you're frustrated. He says, I'm going to take it off you by helping you carry your load. He says, my yoke is easy and light. I love the New Living Translation. It says, my yoke fits perfectly. In other words, it's not uncomfortable. It's not rough. It's not tight. It's not painful. Now, friends, a yoke is a symbol of partnership. It means you're no longer going through life by yourself. You're teamed up with God, and he's going to help you carry the load. You weren't meant to go through life carrying your load all by yourself. Are you hearing me? You weren't meant to go through life carrying the load that you're carrying all by yourself. So he said, I'll take part of it, and I'll carry it with you. He doesn't have any load. He's God. He doesn't add to your load. He takes it from you and says, I'll share it. Now you're not carrying the load by yourself. Now this principle of giving up control to God is all through the scriptures. And it's really the antidote to peace. Let me show you some verses. Psalm 55, verse 22. Pile all your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load and help you out. I love that in the message. He'll carry your load and help you. You pile it on his shoulders. You yoke up with him. Let me ask you, who's got a stronger back, you or God? Jesus says, join up with me. Come to me. Give up control. Join with me, and I'll put the load on me, and we'll carry it together. Now, what does that mean? Well, let me just be real honest with you. If you're feeling overloaded right now, it means that at this point, right now, you are not yoked to Jesus Christ. When I feel overloaded, when I feel stressed out, when I feel I'm going under, every time I feel that way, it means that somehow I've gotten detached or disconnected from Jesus. I've gotten detached or disconnected. So this yoke is a symbol of partnership, but it's also a symbol of control because it's used to guide animals. You see, when I'm yoked with Jesus, we move together in the same direction at the same pace. When I'm not yoked to Jesus, I can move at a pace that's too fast, and I can go off in a ditch very easily. But if you're yoked to Jesus, there's no way he's gonna let you outpace yourself, and there's no way he's gonna let you go off in a ditch.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you ever feel like your prayer life has become inconsistent or routine and needs a boost? Then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, Experiencing God's Peace, will help you tap into God's power and presence as you discover the keys to praying with passion and purpose. This journal features a soft-touch vegan leather cover and 235 beautifully designed pages filled with over 150 life-changing Bible verses, photos, and artwork. It's a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. As you use this journal, you'll be amazed at how faithful God is to answer your prayers. You'll be reminded every day how much God loves you and wants to be part of your life. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope reach people around the world with the hope of Jesus, we'll send you this brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't delay. Visit PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 to get this year's brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. And all this month, any gift you give will be matched by very generous friends up to $100,000. This matching grant is only available until midnight, December 31st. So please contact us today. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to tell us that you listen to Daily Hope on the radio.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
Galatians chapter 5, look at that verse on your outline. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. How? By being yoked to Jesus, partnering with Jesus. How do I keep in step with the Spirit? Next verse. Romans 3:28, our lives get in step with God by, read it aloud with me together, letting him set the pace. Circle that. Letting him set the pace. If you're setting the pace, it's probably the wrong pace. You know, it's interesting to me that we have no record in Scripture of Jesus running anywhere. Jesus was never in a hurry. You won't be either if you're connected to Christ. Why not choose the easiest yoke? Jesus, the easiest yoke. Now notice, he says, take my yoke. That's an exchange. What that means, I take off the one I've been carrying, that yoke, where I've been yoked to the world's expectations, what everybody expects me to do, and I put on the yoke of God, what Jesus says. The answer is give up control. Give up control. Every time I give up control, my load gets lighter and God gives me peace. Quickly, the last couple. Number four, he says, come, then he says, take, and then he says, learn. And here's the fourth thing, learn to trust. Learn to trust. This is the antidote to anxiety. Worry less and trust more. And this is the fourth thing Jesus says to do. The rest of that verse, he says, and learn from me. Learn from me, for I'm gentle and I'm meek, I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You know, Jesus modeled how to live with peace and purpose. And the fourth step to refilling your spiritual and emotional tank is to follow Jesus' model. He says, learn from me. Watch how he lived and do it the way he did it. Learn from Jesus. Now, if you circle the word learn, learning is a process. You don't learn it overnight. You didn't develop your overloaded lifestyle overnight. You're probably not gonna get out of it overnight, but you're gonna learn to trust. What can I learn from Jesus? Learning is a process, learning takes time. What can I learn from Jesus? Well, he says, you'll learn how to be gentle and humble. What? How's that gonna help me? Learning to be gentle, that doesn't seem like it's gonna help me because I'm stressed out and tired. Why is gentle and humble so important? I mean, Jesus didn't say, learn from me and I'll teach you how to have endurance and stamina. That's what I would expect him to say. Learn from me and I'll give you endurance and stamina. No, he says, learn from me and I'll teach you how to be gentle and humble. Why? Because, listen, very closely, the two biggest causes of overload and stress and emptiness in your life are aggression and arrogance. What? Let me explain. Aggression is, we don't want to wait for anything. We're aggressive. We don't want to pause for anything. We don't want to consider anything. We don't want to be patient for anything. We want to just jump right in. And we get overcommitted because of our aggressive behavior. It's the opposite of gentleness. Being aggressive rather than being gentle. And that puts stress on you. And the other is arrogance. What's the sign of arrogance? When we try to control everything. I don't know if you realize this or not, but your ego, my ego, is responsibility for more stress and overload in my life than I realize. Your ego is responsibility for more stress and arrogance in your life than you realize. You try to do it all. That's ego. That's pride. That's arrogance. You try to have it all. You try to please everyone. You try to act like Superwoman or Superman. That's arrogance. The more arrogant you are, the more egotistically driven you are, the more stressed you're going to be. The most stressful people I know are the most arrogant people I know. The antidote to the two biggest causes of stress in your life are gentleness and humility. What does that mean? It means I need to remind myself every day, I'm not God, and I'm not everybody's savior, and neither are you. What was Jesus' secret of peace? He only did what the Father told him to do, and he didn't worry about the rest. You go read the book of John, 12 times in the book of John, he says, I only do what the Father tells me. And he says, follow my model. Why don't you start trusting God? Try trusting God. Let me give you a couple verses. Look at this here on the screen. Proverbs 20, verse 24. Since the Lord is directing our steps, why try to understand everything that's happening along the way? We keep trying to figure it all out. He says, why don't you just trust God? Learn to trust. Psalm 142, verse 3 says this, when I'm ready to give up, maybe you're feeling that way, when I'm ready to give up on my marriage or my job or anything else, when I'm ready to give up, he knows what I should do. Learn to trust. How do I trust more? Look at this verse on the screen. Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. That leads us to the last two steps. Number five. Start every day by refilling my tank. Start every day by filling my tank. Now, we've talked about this so many times, I don't feel like I have to go into it in any detail. But I'm talking about a daily quiet time. I'm never going to stop talking about this because it is the key to stability and the key to energy in your life. Matthew 6:6, Jesus says this in the Message. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply, as honestly as you can. And the focus will shift from you to God and you will begin to sense His grace. Start every day by filling my tank. Remember, I tried to teach you over a year ago, HWFW and HWLW. His word, first word, His word, last word. Start the day with God's word, end the day with God's word. Finally, one more step, number 6. Stay connected to my spiritual family. That's going to keep you refueled and refilled and keep you from going empty. Hebrews 11:25, let us not give up the habit, circle the word habit, let us not give up the habit of meeting together as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage one another all the more. Why do I need to be connected, stay connected to my spiritual family? Because when you're empty and when you need to be filled, here's what God says about the church. Last verse on your screen, Ephesians 1:23. The church is Christ's body and it is filled, that's the opposite of empty, it is filled with Christ who completely fills, which is the opposite of empty, everything else. You empty? You need to be at church. You need to be with your brothers and sisters in Christ. They will help refill your emptiness. Okay, let's wrap it up. What's weighing you down right now? Problem with your children? Problem with your finances? Problem with aging parents? Problem with your health? But I will tell you this, God brought you here today so He could say this to you. Let's look at the verse one more time. On the screen, I love this in the Amplified translation. Jesus says this to you if you're empty. Come to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. That's soul rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke on you, partner with me, and learn from me, for I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. Isn't that beautiful? The Amplified translation. This is the most important invitation you will ever receive in your life. And you took enough time to show up to let God give it to you. Here's the invitation. Get dissatisfied the way you've been feeling. Come to Jesus. Not to anything else, come to Jesus. Give up control. Learn to trust and stay connected. Pray this prayer. Dear God, I'm tired of trying to control everything. I'm tired of a life without rest and peace. Forgive me for all the times I've turned to other things for relief instead of you. Today, I'm coming back to you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. Very generous friends have given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. That means all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the transforming love of Jesus with people around the world will be matched up to $100,000. So $50 becomes $100, $500 becomes $1,000, and so on. Whatever you give today will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. Anything not matched will be lost, so please give your best gift today. You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. And we'll say thanks by sending you this year's brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to tell us you listen to Daily Hope on the radio. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we are told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
Any gift you give will be matched by very generous friends up to $100,000. This matching grant is only available until midnight on December 31st, so please contact us today. You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. And we'll say thanks by sending you this year's brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to tell us you listen to Daily Hope on the radio. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.